Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May 2nd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stuve.
And I'm Marvelous Musanganyahuye.
Today, Zimbabwe joins other nations in commemorating World Press Freedom Day, which is scheduled for tomorrow. This comes at the time Zimbabwean journalists are commending the government for coming up with the Freedom of Information Act of 2020. And the licensing of several community radio stations.
The Zimbabwean chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa says they were some of the positive things that were done by Zimbabwe recently, but there are still too many issues that need to be done to ensure that there is press freedom in the country.
They are crying foul over the Data Protection Act and the crafting of the Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill and proposed amendments of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act aimed at criminalizing engagements between citizens of Zimbabwe and foreign embassies without government approval.
In a detailed report about press freedom in Zimbabwe, NISA indicates that the journalism industry was also devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic.
World Press Freedom Day. Ekhona ke kusasa siyabona ukuthi lamhlanje abantu kwele Zimbabwe abakusebenzisenzini le bebekhona ngale koBulawayo abakade becabanga ukuthi kungenziwani eZimbabwe ngokulungisa khonokuke ukukhululeka ngokutapha izindaba. So sibonike lo mnumzana Nick Mangwana, yena unobhala omkhulu wohlangothi lokuzokothula kwemibiko, ekhuluma ngakhona lokhu nje okwani ukuhlupha abatapha izindaba. Ukuya ngikhona ngikhokela i-COVID-19 ukuthi hey kube lokuzima sibili abanye abantu babhubha into ezinjalo. So siyakhumbula ukuthi sibili kulaba tapha izindaba abambalwa babulawa i-COVID-19. Ye njalo-ke bakhuluma-ke ngokuningi okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi kukhona okuhle ye okwenzakalayo njengokuba le Freedom of Information Act le eyalungiswa nguhulumende yenza ukuthi abathapha izindaba bakwenze kube lula nxa ukuthi bedinga indaba zabo ebantwini lakuhulumende. Njalo lokuthi phela kulamacenqe athize anikwa imisakazo kwaZulu okubizwa ngesilungu kuthiwa ama-community radio stations. Kunjalo-ke iZimbabwe chapter ye-Media Institute of Southern Africa ithi kuningi okwaba khona okungani kuyathakazelelisa abantu abathapha izindaba, kodwa kube khona njalo okunye okungani kuyahlupha kakhulu. So-ke bathi-ke kumele kwenziwe okuningi ukuze ukuthi kube lokukhululeka ukuthathwa kwezindaba kwele Zimbabwe. Bathi bathakazeleli khonokho-ke ukuthi kwaba lo mthetho we-Data Protection Act, njalo lo kunjwayo khona manje kuthiwa i-Private Voluntary Organizations Amendment Bill. Bathi-ke kungaba umthetho lokhu kuzahlupheka abantu abaningi abathapha izindaba, ngoba umthetho lo ulakho ukuthi kuncindezele lawo ofuna ukukhuluma umthetho angasakhulumi. Njalo lokuthi kugambelwe umthetho we-Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act okuthiwa-ke abantu kuyabengamelanga ukuthi bekhulumisane labanye ngabe phandle kwelizwe bengahambanga ku-embasi. Angazani kuyahlupha konke lokho. So sibone njalo besethula ugwalo olujulileyo ole-Press Freedom kwele Zimbabwe. Imisa into okunye-ke okungani kwakhathaza abantu kakhulu ngo-2020 laku-2021 ikhonokho-ke ukuthi kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Bathi umkhuhlane lo uthiwa senzima sibula abantu bokwele Zimbabwe. Kunjalo-ke mavela siya phambili kungani indaba yethu ime kanje.
Ayiwathi nokuthingamiza inemuvuro kudai May 2, 2022. Tinotarisa isu nathi tichi kutarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yezuva revatori venhau Press Freedom Day richange ririko mangwana, asi ratanga iro kuwanikwa richipembererwa muBulawayo nhasi, apo taona isu vatori venhau vaita ivo gungano uyezve vachitaura nemamwe makurukota ehurumende pachiitiko chaitika icho kuBulawayo. Tinoona kuti vatori venhau vanga vari kuti pane zvimwewo zviri kuvafadza zvakaitwa nehurumende zvakafanana nekupamukana kune vamwe vanoita nyaya yekutepfenyura pamacommunity radio stations. Asi vachitaura zvakare pasi pezvawanikwa izvozvi zvichiburitswa neMedia Institute of Southern Africa, vachitaurawo kuti pane zvimwe zvakanaka zvakaitwa nehurumende uyezve asane zvimwe tichiri kuda kugadziriswa zvakanangana nekuti vanhu vakwanise kutsetsenyura zvisina kumbunyikidzwa vanga vari kunyanyo chema chema vatori venhau pamusoro peyavari kuti Data Protection Act uyezve nekuwanikwa ipo pachiiswa mutemo uchange uri kusunga masangano akazvimiririra ega yavari kutaura iyo kuti Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill uyezve pachitariswa ipo kuti pachange paine zvakare mumwe mutemo unonzi Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act unofanira kuti kana munhu ukawanikwa uchizowanikwa uri kunze kwenyika sekuno kuAmerica woenda kuembassy uchida kunowanikwa uchinotaura ikoko zvisiri pamutemo unowanikwa uchizobatwa nemhosva saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vachitaura kuti izvi hazvisi kuvafadza pari zvino asi vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakare sangano remisa riri kutaurawo kuti vamwe vatori venhau mabasa avo akawanikwa iwo asingafambi zvakanaka pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 iro richiripo pari zvino asi vari kuti paranga rakanyanyosunga pasi rose rakawanikwa iro richiita kuti mabasa evatori venhau asaenderere mberi saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika kumusangano uyu wanga uri kuitwa kuBulawayo uyezve tichitaurawo nenyanzvi pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zuva iri revatori venhau.
Yes, novelas, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Ngabo Matshazi. Ngabo Matshazi is an editor in the Independent Table. Mr. Matshazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are told that today we had some kind of event in which we are focusing on World Press Freedom Day. So tell us, give us a breakdown of what happened today.
I'll start by a small correction. I keep here, sorry to correct you on that, but I'm supporting the guests from Southern Africa. I've not done editing, but today we're working in regional World Press Freedom Celebrations for South Africa, where we brought together people from what we identified for the lack of a better word as hotspot. We brought people from Lesotho, because Lesotho has elections later this year. We brought people from Mozambique, because you know the security in northern Mozambique. And we also had people from Botswana and Eswatini. I know you think Botswana is a curious case, but if you remember very well, early this year, Botswana started the process of enacting the civil, the criminal evidence and procedure act, which would allow for the death of another better with industrial scale smoking on citizens. So these are the countries that we identified as based on all sports, obviously including Zimbabwe in terms of freedom of expression. So what we did today was a regional celebration under the theme journalism under digital siege, where we find that there's a lot of spying on journalism and across the world, really. It's not just Zimbabwe or Southern Africa. And by doing that, there's a serious threat to freedom of expression because and freedom of the media. Because confidential sources of information will not be willing to come forward with any information if they fear they have been spied on. And because of that, the democracies die because corruption will thrive because no one is willing to blow the whistle of corruption. And because of that, other vices thrive in such environments. So we were trying to shine the spotlight on the dangers of surveillance on journalists, particularly by governments and corporate bodies.
Yes, so can you put that in the debate so that we can proceed to the next question, Mr. Matshazi?
Okay. I just went and I'm glad you were the celebrator of the World Press Freedom Day. Don't you have any team at the C7s, which is journalism and the digital seat? I went and I had a full access to the government. So I couldn't get it. The company I'm a cool. I'm sorry, I'm one thing. Mabavale technology yenza kuti vakwanise kubona kuti vanenge kubona kuti majournalist enzani musebenzi wavo ngako doku tingati threat of freedom of expression and freedom of the media ngoba xa ukukhulumayo ungasavikelwanga emthethweni abantu bekwanisa ukuthi bezizwe bekukhuluma lokuthi ukhuluma abasoze kuye be-information ukuthi bekhulume kubeesika ama-sources of information kuti yokutele kuti kuhamba njani apo ke xa kunjalo idemokrasi iyafa
Yes, there was a group of Manchas. Yes. Yes, there was a group of Manchas. Yes, why bring in a. Yes, come on, sir.
Okay,
but it was a Yes, so let me bring in Marvelous Mikanya, because I'm co-hosting there. Maybe she can ask about some of these things that you're doing. In terms of, this MISA report that you actually compiled. You come in there, Marvelous. Can you chime in?
Kandi mbo, tanganda ati, tino, chingamiza, mnyarikani wedu, ne mufaro, tukunzwa, pavaru kutawara, iwo, mabata, varu kubata, uyeji, nesha, varu kuita, pamsoro.
Hold on, Mr. Machaza.
Pamsoro pezu wa iwi. Re ma journalist repress freedom in Gibson. I'm not sure that Mr. Machad speaks Shona. Okay, so I will just go in English and say, so looking forward, what are some of the recommendations that are being made?
So now, a question is, Mr. Machad, are there any recommendations that you're making in terms of some of these things that you highlighted as being problematic in Zimbabwe? Things like the Private Voluntary Organizations Act, and Bill, and all those kind of things. Or maybe you can just give us those highlights. You say in this report, we put this and that, and then we are putting solutions as 1, 2, 3. Quiet, Ms. Machas.
Look, that's particularly here with digital surveillance. If you remember very well, December, Zimbabwe, for example, converted the Cyber and Data Protection Act. And when they were doing so, they said it was need to, kinds of what digital and the need for regulation that responds to the digital nature of crime. For example, things like terrorism have been organized online. Money laundering has been organized online. But our response to that is that there's a need to balance national security needs and the individual rights, such as right to freedom of expression. Principle 41 of the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, African Center on Human and People's Rights, comes exactly to this point to say that that surveillance should be legal, should not be targeted, and should be time bound. That government cannot just continue surveilling someone, and there should be reasons for that surveilling interference in relation to Buddhism for that kind of surveillance. There is need for judicial oversight in terms of surveillance. And also to expand it over beyond Zimbabwe. Just recently, the Constitutional Court of South Africa ruled that sections of the reconnect, the one for registration of some countries, were violating the Constitution because the state security of South Africa was using sections of that law to spy on Amabunga, the journalist, investigative journalist was investigating government. So, what is important is that there is judicial oversight for any smoking that is going to happen. It's supposed to be time-bound, and that the government is transparent in whatever it does. Last year, the Christian of our team was information as a public good. So, by nature, we're expanding into saying transparency as a public good. Whatever the government is doing, while we cannot stop them from promoting our national security, but we should be transparent about how they are doing it, how they are doing it. And all the information that they should they should be transparent about how they use it.
Yes, so, and then at the end of the day, what are your own kind of recommendations? What do you think the government can do so that there is press freedom in Zimbabwe? You know, looking at some of these laws, and, you know, we'll go all the way into laws like the proposed amendments of the Criminal Codification Act and all those kind of laws. So, what are your recommendations?
Okay, there are quite a few recommendations that I have as a person. But one of them is, for example, you mentioned the TGO bill. The TGO bill has frustrated and impinged on freedom of association. And the freedom of, you cannot have freedom of expression when your freedom of association is impacted. Also, we have sections of the Data Protection Act, which criminalizes the publication of, it's called the Cyber and Data Protection Act, which criminalizes the publication of falsehoods. Why I feel like a noble idea to criminalize the publication of falsehoods? The problem is that research has shown that any laws that criminalize publication of falsehoods are usually a precursor to freedom of expression. So also, publishing of falsehoods, criminalizing that publication of falsehoods, is a strict liability case, and that the person who is accused has to prove that they are innocent rather than the state proving that they are guilty. As the law stipulates that the state has to prove that you are guilty, but not prove that you are innocent. So it's a strict liability law, and my recommendation would be the government has to scrap it. Also, in that same regard, under the state of emergency regulation that you promulgated in 2000, in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government also came up with regulations that criminalize the publication of images. And a number of journalists and activists were arrested for publishing of those. If you remember very well, in 2014, the Supreme Court, at the Constitutional Court, rather, ruled that the publication of images was not a crime. But if you look at the new law that is coming in, particularly the Cyber and Data Protection Act, it criminalizes the publication of those online. So this means it's a reversal of the gains that the media industry made 8 years ago. So there's so much evidence of information that it has very nice provisions. It does not it has not been fully operationalized, and the need for education and educating the public about how they can access information. So far, we are lacking in that regard, and for that reason, the access to information is not freely enjoyed by us. Why access to information and freedom of expression are important? These are inherent rights that without them we cannot enjoy other rights. For example, if you don't have access to information or freedom of expression, there's no way you can demand right to help because you don't know about it. So there is a need for us to continue harping on freedom of expression, freedom of the media, so that more people are informed. And when they're informed, they can make informed decisions about how they are governed, how their right to life, their right to health, and any other rights that they seek to enjoy.
Yes, Mr. Machazi, hold on there. Let me get my host. Maybe just put another question. So, kunjalo ke mavula siyakhuluma lapho majazi ukuthi kukhona ngani kuyahlupa ikakhulu imithetho leyo etshiyeneyo wangena khona kumavula sifuna ukuthi yanga sizwe ukuthi ungathi ubambe baba majazi ungayithathana wa
And from some of what Mr. Machazi has been saying, how has government been dealing with some of the recommendations that you actually came up with as Lisa?
So now, sorry, the problem is that you are not hearing each other you know, directly. But she's asking how the government has been reacting to some of the things that you have been highlighting as Lisa as being problematic. And maybe you can add on to that, this Freedom of Information Act of 2020, is it not helping you somehow, you know, in terms of gathering news and so forth, as much as it?
This is twofold. The government's response is twofold. There's one which is really, really positive, which is the Freedom of Information Act, which I say is both not an overnight, but this is your take on positive. There's the repeal of access to information and protection of privacy acts, which has achieved the effect of public health journalism. It's a positive step. But it's also the box-ticking exercise that is coming from government. I call it box-ticking because, for example, one of the things that this government prides itself is that they've licensed 6 new television stations, the Russia, for radio stations. While on paper, this is really positive. But if you go back to the TV stations that we have licensed, all of them are either linked to the government or linked to the ruling party, and what we see is not diversity, but rather a reputation of voices. Well, these players are yet to come, but we know the ownership. One of them is owned by the army, the other one is linked to the army. The pattern is very clear. So, and another one I think is owned by the wife of an MP or someone. So what we're seeing is reputation of the old voices rather than diversity. What we're campaigning for is diversity. We'll continue to engage government. We have positive steps that we really are celebrating the Freedom of Information Act, the aspects of the cyber and data protection act that we really appreciate and we want to laud the government for bringing them on. There is still more to be done. If you look at the report that we produced on State of Press Freedom in Southern Africa report, the chapter of Zimbabwe says one step forward and two steps back. It refers back to the issue that I was talking about. That while we've got the Freedom of Information Act, then all of a sudden you have people talking about the patriotic bill, you have people talking about the PVO bill. These are closed back laws that take us to where we were before or even in a worse position. So, final the box ticking, yes, we are happy with some of them. Gazetted, we have problems here and there, but at least we feel that is an incremental step. But we are worried about the charter that is in the background, the charter of the PPO bill, the charter of the patriotic bill or amendments to the criminal modification and reform act that will bring about the patriotic bill. We're worried about provisions of the Data Protection Act that criminalize the publication of falsehoods. I want to make it clear that I'm not advocating for the publication of falsehoods, but we have seen and recorded how criminalizing the publication of falsehoods is a pretense that should be in infringing on the right to freedom of expression and freedom of opinion.
Yes, so I think you're saying to Lapunga was chair about Machazi, which is kule Freedom of Information Act ka 2020 uzobuya lokunye phela okukhanyazane kwaguquka kwele Zimbabwe nxa sikhangela phela kwanikwa amacince imisakazo eminingi singathi khonoku akuzange kuvezele intathele zindaba ukuthi uhulumende uyazama yini kumbe uhulumende wokuhamba ngonyawo olulodwa
esikubonayo kebelapha ukuthi siyabonga ukuthi uhulumende usikhathele i-Freedom of Information Act. Siyabonga ukuthi ukhiphe i-access to it. Well,
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sesiyathi uphosa amazwi okugcina khonapho ke ngesilungu ukuthi kusasa ke kuyabe kusenzakalani nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu baba Matshazi. In English, what is going to take place tomorrow as Zimbabwe joins other nations in commemorating World Press Freedom Day? Just briefly, Mr. Matshazi. Thank you very much, Mr. Matshazi. Sibonge kakhulu ngadinga kusasa ukuthi ube khonapha ungasivalelisa nje ngesiNdebele ukuthi kusasa kwenzakalani ngokujamisile.
Just like here, I'm going to say that 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 I'm Aku ni kelas ni dia nak sebenar dia nak besar. Tadi nak sebab aku buat kelas kalau ni dia tu dia nak tu tak sebut. Dia pun ada. Dia aku pun ada ada kan dia. Aku pun ada asyik dia orang cakap macam. Terus aku ada lagi. Sebab pun dia sekolah ni dah bos pun aku pun ada kawan. So sahaja aku dah ada aku pun ada aku pun ada. Jadi saya rasa tu dia tu sahaja kelas dah tu sudah lagi.
So, I'm going to manchazi. I'm going to say for it is a proper chance. Okay, thank you. So, that was Mr. Nabo Manchazi of MISA, Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe chapter. I'm going to say, Nick Mangwana, Akulume, and then says Kuru Rambi. I'm going to say,
aiwapo tangatiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu vanga varitaura ivo vakamirira sangano remisa Zimbabwe vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino pamusoro pechiitiko changachiri kuitwa kubulawayo nhasi apo taona vatori venhau vakamirirawo vamiriri vehurumende nevamwewo vachisangana pamusangano wanga uri kuitwa ikoko kubulawayo nhasi.
Yes, we've got Mr. Nick Mangwana, the Information Secretary, who was attending today's meeting in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about, COVID, especially COVID. He says it has devastated journalists in Zimbabwe. Here he comes.
I think there's a lot to celebrate in the changes that have happened in our landscape. Attitudinally, legislatively, culturally, in the last 4 years. There's quite a lot. Of course, it can't be all positive. That would be a great. When the pandemic first struck, it did not discriminate. It took some of our colleagues in the media sector. Stretch your mind. Comes people like Foster Douglas, Janet, Tawanda, Kudlamba, amongst many others. Those were dark moments, because some of them probably depicted the virus in the course of their duty. The sector was not only affected by the loss of these good media practitioners, but it was affected by limiting circulation during the pandemic. Of course, people were hard hit in the pocket, and they couldn't buy the paper.
There is Mr. Nick Mangwana, the Information Secretary. Also, there's some video from Ms. Musisiwe Ndlovu. She runs an organization that is, leaning towards women. So let's listen to what Amakosiga, the director, is saying here about some of these things concerning the Zimbabwe media and women.
Ibizo lesibongo lokuthi lisuka ngapi? Usifisiwe Bebe, umhleli we-Amakhosikazi Media Network. Ningasitshela ukuthi nithini ngelanga lakusasa ele-World Press Freedom Day eliqale ukuthakazelelwa lamhlanje kobulawayo?
Lilanga elikhulu kakhulu kithi, especially sizintatheli zindaba zenhlupho lezingeko zabomama, ngoba yilo lodwa ilanga lapho singakhangela khona ukuthi kanti siphilisana njani, siphiliswa njani, lokuthi kuyini esikudingayo. Siyabona ukuthi kuningi osekuguqukile. Ngithanda i-theme yalonyaka ethi Journalism Under Digital Surveillance, ebiyiyo ebesiyikhangela namhlanje under MISA, eyenza kukhangele kakhulu ngoba udlangudlangu obukhona kuma-virtual spaces, digital spaces, ezingathi ngabo-inthanethi, social media, umama, yikho lapha sise bethola ilizwi khona kakhulu ngoba bebengameleli ukuthi khona kube lo mhlelo othi hhayi laba kabathule, laba kabakhulume, bese sizingenela nje sivule ama-akhawunti sibhale, kodwa bakhona abantu abangenayo-ke bakuhlukumeze laphana, sibone sokukhutha umama unqunu, sokubhalwa ngomama ngendlela ezimbi noma umuntu esenza umsebenzi omuhle. Ngakho-ke namhlanje besikhangela ukuthi kanti ukucubungula ikakhulu kahulumende ngezinto ezikhulunywa online, ikakhulu omama kubaphatha ngendlela bani. Yikho thina njengamakhosikazi ade sizokuzwa. Ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi his excellency obemele i-African Union ukhulumile ngokuqatheka kwabomama nabontanga endabeni zemedia. Siyajabula futhi njalo ukuthi special rapporteur we-UNESCO ukhulumile njalo ukuthi bejabule ukubona omama bephakama kuzinga eziphezulu kwezemedia.
Pepe, she runs an organization that is focusing on the needs of women and children. So we are kulo mara pake obusi. Siyamuzo sposisiwe pepe. Kulo mara kono pake ongani kambelan lako mama. So utige kule cyber bullying ingani kona. So kule cyber bullying lei ya kupo kunyo magarisa. So ngena kwenye kona po mabula sisa zamuti sisi umnunza na Kenneth Masiye ansambo nila pati kona. Singa zukitu ya hapa. So kubeka kwenye kona po mabula
sisa. Utanga chuku nzwao shime shikitari sana ni mazimai. Tanzwa mumyarika niwedu bawani kwa eva istora kwa video wachiti shimesha kadai siku shungurujwa kwa mazi mai kada ndemta ndendo shimi chulikuwa ni kwa chisanga na ni mazi mai eva nutora nao shimesha kada roo shimanikizu shavari kutawara isho kutivari kuchulikusanga na ni mazi mai mbasaravora vano ita vano shanda ni mazi mai mewa nafukana kata ndo shimi shichemo shimile shichikuitwa kusanga ni uravo. Asi tangatini shakare mnyarika nwedu wataka mnira parishino advocate Kennedy Masiye kutichida kunjwa kupakwa wali kutikivo asi munu anuona ninyaya zemitemo wanuona se mango mabiri alikutu alisiru wakuya akanangana nevatoriwe na uni kutoru wakwe na u.
Yes, I think maybe Mr. Masiye has rejoined our show. Let me just check him and yes, he's there now. Mr. Masiye, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Marvelous.
I want to tinga me by them faro. Tinona mangwana izuwa. Reva toriwe na u, nyanya. Re world press freedom. Asini murimunya ya. The kuwe lawyer. Chisha muno ono shikusanga na reva toriwe na u. Takanya nyotarisa. Nemi temo.
Panyazi mtemo. Dona singe. Kanashitasa pa ya reva tori na u. I problem yaka simba steric because when you look at the laws of Zimbabwe, they are a bit aggressive when it comes to regulating the media, and kana are aggressive kudaro zvino affect the freedom of of the press, which feeds in ku freedom of expression. So zvakadaro ndo zvatinozoona tichiona hurumende ichizosunga vatori venhau kana vabudisa nyaya dzinenge dzichiita senge dzisingawirirani nevari kutonga. Saka mutemo kuZimbabwe unoda kuongororwa, unoda kuongororwa uchiita feed in mune atinati international standards kuita regulate press neku make sure the press has got the freedom that is given to other journalists and media houses in other progressive countries.
So now, looking at some of the laws that are coming, like the few laws bill, you know, do you think that this is going to be something that is fouling the journalists, you know, because we're talking to some of them, they're saying it's not only NGOs that are going to find this the proposed law problematic. What's your take on that?
Yes, clearly, it's not only the NGOs. It's coming to close out, you know, the democratic spaces that are somehow available at the minimum in Zimbabwe. So putting out all those bills that close up spaces that allow people to interact, that allow people to express themselves, and that allow free speech, you know, in a society, basically go against the tenets of democracy. So when we are looking at such laws coming in, it's said that in a progressive country or in a country that calls itself a democracy, we still find ourselves tying ourselves down to, you know, to minimum rights which should be respected by, at the bare minimum, by a government. And putting in all those aggressive laws, all those laws that are deemed arbitrary and which kill debate in a society, clearly shows that we are not serious as a country, and we need to do more when it comes to protecting free speech within the society.
Yes, maybe Marvelous, can you chip in there?
We saw you before you left Zimbabwe. You worked with a former journalist, Itai Zamara, the right activist who was then to disappear, and up until now has not been found. What are some of the lessons that you drew from working with on Samara Cape?
Yes, it's good that, you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up as one of, the dangers of operating as a journalist in Zimbabwe. Free speech goes to the tenets of democracy, and everyone, not just journalists or even media houses, should be allowed to express themselves. So working with Itai and, today him being not accounted for is a clear sign that the government of Zimbabwe is not serious about protecting the rights of its own citizens, and also protecting or even making sure that there's a cultivated environment of free speech within Zimbabwe. Itai Dzamara today is still missing, and the government in turn denied that he was abducted initially. And today they have not done or even taken serious steps to make sure that he's found or investigations are done. So this clearly shows how committed the government is. They say things on the other hand, because they are on their media on an international platform and they want to be seen to be joining other countries which have got progressive laws that protect the journalists and citizens. But what happens on the ground is quite different. The laws that are being proposed are arbitrary. Its own citizens are not being protected. And, it surprises that the government of Zimbabwe cannot even account for its own citizens and protect its own citizens. So it's clearly a lesson that I learned, and it's clearly something that when the government comes out saying that they are concerned about rights of people, it's something that I see as snobbish and pure lies.
Yes, Mr. Masisi, stay on the line there. We actually invited the government to participate in this discussion, but we didn't get a positive response. We only had that video from Mangwana, who was talking about marvelous COVID-19, that the pandemic actually caused havoc in the journalism field. I also conducted an interview with Wilf Mbanga, who is one of the founding members of Community Newspapers Group in Zimbabwe. So now let's listen to this interview that we did today.
Life has been very difficult for journalists in Zimbabwe. Journalists are a threatened species. My lot has not improved from the harassment of the Rhodesian days, where we had to submit copy for vetting if we were writing about the war. And soon after independence, there was a slight improvement. But 3 years down the road, there were restrictions imposed, especially when reporting about the Kukurahundi in Matabeleland. And my own experience, I've had harassment, I've had my phone tapped, I've been arrested, locked up in a cell, with criminals, put on trial for nearly 6 months, where my passport and my title deeds to my house were, seized by the government. And I was followed everywhere. Eventually, I left the country. I could not take it. And that's, this is the experience of most journalists in Zimbabwe today.
Yes, and now, what is the current state of press freedom in Zimbabwe as far as you're concerned?
Well, you only have to look at somebody like Hope Oluchingono, who's one of the journalists in Zimbabwe, the way he's being harassed, and he's been arrested several times, this is going on, and on. So, a lot of journalists, is awful in Zimbabwe. And yet there is a very dedicated group of journalists who are continuing to report on what is going on in the country. I take my hats off to these young journalists. Some of them are in Zimbabwe, others are outside the country, like yourself, and they're doing amazing work on telling the story, from the country.
And what are you doing right now? Are you working as a journalist? And what are you doing to ensure that there's fair coverage in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'm now 74, soon be 75 next month. So I'm in kind of semi-retirement. But I do write for other publications. I mean, from time to time, BBC asked me to, you know, do stuff for them. The Guardian in the UK asked me to write from time to time. I publish two websites. One is Zimbabwe Situation, which is an aggregate site which collects all news about Zimbabwe from all sources. Anybody who writes about Zimbabwe outside the country, we publish on one site. And also the Zimbabwean website is still active. So I'm responsible for those two. So I'm still very active, although I'll be now in semi-retirement.
What is your advice to journalists in Zimbabwe today?
Just tell the story like it is. You know, don't be afraid. The world is watching. History will reward you. Don't worry about the current suffering. Things will change. We have a wonderful saying in Shona, Chisinga Pere Chinoshura. You know, that which doesn't end is, I think, miraculous, maybe the nearest translation, that nothing remains static. Things will change, and you be the drivers of that change.
And what is your advice to the government?
Well, journalists are not your enemies. You know, they are simply trying to tell the story, trying to inform people, trying to get Zimbabweans to make informed choices. They are not the enemy. They are not unpatriotic. Most of them love Zimbabwe more than that ZANU-PF people do. So journalists are recording history, you know, which is going to be important for posterity. They are not your enemies. Just allow them to do their job without interference, without harassment.
And what is the role of social media in all this? You know, you belong to the old school. So now the social media, what's the role of it, you know?
I actually like social media. You know, it's instant. You know, I mean, as you say, I belong to the old school where we published newspapers, and it took days before the story came out, or, you know, 24 hours later. And social media is instant. When something happens, bang, immediately we know about it. So, you know, it is important that, you know, to keep people informed, but what is going to be very careful, you know, you've got to trust your sources. You know, you've got to know who is reliable, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So you've got to know who is reliable and who is not. But on the whole, I think social media plays a very important role.
And we know that on May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day. Give us your message.
Well, my message is for journalists to do their work, do it diligently, improve yourself all the time. You know, don't be static. Try and improve, read a lot, and for governments to allow journalists to do their work. It's important that people are informed so that they can make informed choices. But it's important that journalists tell the story as accurately as possible. We don't have an axe to grind. We just want to tell the story, find out, you know, what's going on and report it. And that's what we should be allowed to do.
Wolf Mbanga, the founding editor of the Zimbabwean, and he also runs what is called Zimbabwe Situation. So he has been in this journalism profession for a very, very long time. He used to work for the Zimbabwe Muscular Trust, and then from there he left the country and formed his own publication. And he says, you know, he's been, you know, subjected to everything, you know, since the Rhodesian era, and, you know, he says things have been very, very dicey. And he remembers what was happening locally. You know, the situation with the state security machinery, you know, under Smith, and then now under ZANU-PF. So, he knows a lot now.
Aiwa, potanga tukunzwa kubva kuna Wolf Mbanga, vanga vari kutaurawo nhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo, mabasa avakabata vari muZimbabwe, uyezve yavari kubata vari kunze kwenyika vachipa nhoroondo yekuti zvaifamba sei semutori wenhau, nyika isati yawana rusununguko, uyezve yawana rusununguko vachitaura nhoroondo yekuti vakatombowanikwa vachipinda mujeri nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi regai tiende kuna Advocate Matsie. Musati mbabva pamazopinda apa, I hope kuti muripo, I don't know. But ndachida kuti ndivabvunze kuti vatipo nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita nemumwe anga ari mutori wenhau itaidza mara uyo akazowanikwa iye achinyangadika uye pari zvino asiri kuzikanwa kuti ari kupi ndo vakange vakamumirira saka tichaona kana vachinge vadzoka asi tiri ipapo tanga tiri kumbonzwa pane vamwe vari kuona programu ino nesu pana Daniel Mugova anga ari kutaura iyo can we talk about freedom in Zimbabwe under which circumstances even kune vatori venhau ari kutaura iye kuti nyaya yekuti pawanikwe ipo vachitora nhau vasina kumbunyikidzwa inotinetsei nekuti pari zvino zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika saka tichamira kuti tione kuti vamasiye vanodzoka here tigonzwa nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita nemumwe mutori wenhau Itai Dzamara uyo akazowanikwawo achitsakatika.
Now, Mr. Masie, Marvelous wants to pose a question. Marvelous, go ahead.
Ndandiri kuda kuti mutipo nhoroondo nekushanda kwamakaita naItai Dzamara uyo aive ari mutori wenhau watakazoona achitsakatika.
Yes, no. Ndakashanda naItai Dzamara kwenguva yatikati Rebei is a client. Ndakatanga kumuripresenta muna 2014 apo paimbunyikidzwa achirohwa nemapurisa nokuda kubuditsa kuipa koko kwakaita hurumende zvichienderana necorruption yaida kuzama kubuda kubuditsa ne misgovernance yanga ichida kuzama kutaurawo through various means ainyora maarticles manewspaper airakidzira panze peparliament achishandisawo various means vairidza pito as a way of demonstration but zvavaiita zvinganzi pachirungu anga ari mapeaceful demonstrations munhu aizamawo kuda kuita express himself using various means dziri peaceful dzisiri confrontational but kupfurikidza izvozvo mapurisa anonzi macio nemasoja vaimutora nevamwe vake vaishanda navo achimboabdactwa achimbonokandwa kunze kwetaundi achirohwa achizoitwa zvinhu zvakawanda wanda inini ndakambozorohwa nayo batanidzirwawo pandaida kuzama kumurepresentawo muna November ya 2014 ndakachikoka ruoko ndakatogarawo muhospital pamwe chete naItai Dzamara wacho muna gore rakazotevera muna March ya 2015 mapurisawo nehurumende vakazoda kuzowedzera kumbunyikidza kwavaimuitawo nekutyora kodzero dzake zvakazoitika kuti azoonekwa achidisapiswa vakamutora kumarai nekumba kwake vakamutsakatisa iko zvino hatizivi kuti ari kupi but takazowana information yokuti vakamutora vanga vari vamwe vakomana vechiuto nevamwe vakomana vekucentral intelligence mazita acho ariko kumapurisa but kusvika nanhasi hapana mainvestigations ati aitwa panyaya iyoyoyo and seni segweta ndinoona senge kutsakatika kwake kwavo kune chekuita nehurumende yezimbabwe iyo isiri kuda kuona kuti nyaya iyi ivharisiwa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masie. Stay on the line. We've got Miska, hujan ma. Yeah, kuruma mama Masie, wana kwa nampo mta, si ulalele ma. Ngena kwa nampo kuhle. Yeah, mwazan. Uyasizwa ini hii nka?
Nyadizwa, nukafunu utopi chopi.
Yeah, so obu lukusele kwa nampo. Siyabuwa kuwe nga mafichani uwe ziti si kubege si toka lawe kuna pake msakazo inu West Studio 7 so ke si vune ke sipile kupa kumasie Scott Sukelo live so Mr. Masie, talking about press freedom in Zimbabwe, what do you think should be done by journalists in order to manage to gather news and disseminate that news without interference from the government and at the end of the day let's just remember that the government also is a key stakeholder here. What should the government do to most probably improve the situation at home?
Well, personally, I think in Zimbabwe, journalists are actually doing, you know, what they're supposed to be doing, you know, putting out, you know, information as they are supposed to be, you know, doing. But, of course, the environment itself detects the government, as you say, as a stakeholder, to make sure that it's free. And, you know, journalists operate in a way, in a manner that is acceptable, you know, using international standards. And one thing that I would probably encourage journalists, like in this day and age, we know that in Zimbabwe, the use of law and the use of, you know, heavy-handedness is mainly meant to polarize, you know, Zimbabweans in every sectors, including even the media. We know that we do have some journalists who are somehow enjoying, you know, the rights or probably the privileges in Zimbabwe because they work for the state media or they work for entities that support the government. And we know that there are journalists who are independent and who also work for, you know, private media and want to put out, you know, information that is that reflects the true current state of the country, but they themselves get arrested and they also get the heavy handedness of the law. So I would want to encourage journalists not to, you know, be allowed to be polarized this way. If a journalist, even if you are working for a private or a public media institution, when a violation happens to one, it has happened to everyone. So, you know, everyone, you know, if a journalist is arrested for, you know, for putting out news out there, whether you're in the public media or the private media, those are some of the things that you need to tell the world, you need to tell the community. That's how, you know, we actually encourage and, you know, nurture the freedom of the press and not be allowed to, you know, to be separated by the laws or, you know, polarized by politics or whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, the freedom of the press forms, you know, the base, the main tenet of democracy. Without the people expressing themselves, then there is no free, you know, dissemination of information. There is no real accountability to leaders who should be, you know, making sure that the environment is good to operate. And we would be doing a disservice to the community that we are serving, you know, this news to, because they won't be well informed to make appropriate decisions in order to make sure that our country goes forward in a way that it should be.
Thank you very much, Mr. Masie. That is Mr. Kenneth Masie. He is here in USA. He's a human rights lawyer. We also wish to thank Mr. Mnaba Machazi of the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe chapter, and all those that contributed to this show, including Anastasia Ngovu, our correspondent in Bulawayo. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Keith Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mshanganya huye nchiti muwe nezuwa rakanaka tusangana shokari mangwana pa Let's Talk ngati kurikure hii.
Yes, alivuwa ngalonke hikati likuwa na kunampa kukilu wetu. Hina tina kusasa, siyavono kusasa, siyavoza njani, hotelo, we will press freedom day. Hai, lati kia kutiti tako kuti ya skanela kuti siyazani. Babai, ina kutuwa, kusikuma kusasa. Ambala, yes, babai.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele naku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.